Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
Think about that physical poisonous environment. If you're breathing in toxins, or if you've got nasty stuff on your skin, or there's sharp things around that can cut you and you're getting hurt, it's not good. And so we have those signs for ourselves, whether we're getting increasingly anxious and irritable, we're not sleeping well because we're so disturbed, we're not relating well to people, and in fact, we're working so much that we don't have friendships and supportive relationships, or our friends and family say, you know, what's up with you? You really seem not yourself. And then physical problems, whether that's heart issues or, you know, just chronic illness kinds of things. And so you got to pay attention to how you're doing it and then look and say, okay, is the stress at work really creating this? And I would say, along with that, it's that you just absolutely dread going to work because you got to figure out how you're going to get through the day without getting beat up in some way, you know, whether it's verbally or feeling, you know, blamed for stuff.
Are we kind of getting to the point where maybe religious beliefs are becoming more of a toxin in the workplace? And are there some recommendations for how we live out our faith?
Well, yeah, I think it is becoming more and more difficult to talk about our relationship with God and Christ in the workplace in some ways. But interestingly, the thing we do is we're kind to other people. People were drawn to Christ and to the church because of their love for one another and their kindness. And I think as we're kind, as we serve other people, then they are willing to open up to us about their hurts, and then we can share really the truth about life in Christ. And so it starts with actions, and we try to serve people and be kind to them, respond to them as we would want to be responded to, and we can win them over with sort of that sweetness of the breath of Christ in our life.
You know, maybe just say a little more about the principles of Jesus applied at the workplace. I mean, the kindness clearly was one, but are there others that we maybe have overlooked or should apply when dealing with these kind of unhealthy situations?
Well, I think just generally speaking, I talk to young people that work is providing goods or services that people want or need and are willing to pay for. And so work is essentially meeting other people's needs. That's whether it's either the customers or your clientele or your employer has a need and they've hired you. And so it's about serving. And it's having that attitude rather than an entitlement attitude of, well, I should get this or they should do this for me. It's more about serving. And I think along with that, perseverance and patience, that lots of times we expect rewards or promotions or anything to happen quickly. And if you talk to most people, most of us aren't rising stars. You know, you just sort of put one foot after the other and keep doing the right thing, and then God honors that over time.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.